Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, my name is Phil Wainwright, Community Manager for Leveraging the Connected Web on eBizQ. I'm delighted to be here today with John Pike, founder and CEO of SimTrek, which provides tools to migrate legacy applications to cloud platforms. John, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Phil. Nice to speak to you again after a little while.
Well, yes. So, John, you recently founded and launched SimTrek. Give us a brief overview of the reasons for this new venture and what it does.
Well, I spent some time last year writing a book with a couple of colleagues, Peter Fingar and Andy Mulholland. And one of the recurring themes that came up when we were doing the research was that there are so many occasions when people seem to be assuming that anything to do with the cloud was a greenfield site. And I kind of started to question this, and I thought, well, actually, probably one of the biggest impediments to organizations moving to the cloud is the stuff they've already got. And I'm not talking about the big SAP and ERP Oracle type systems. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking more about kind of the groupware legacy applications in that space. And I thought that if we're going to get businesses to move to the cloud, then we ought to be able to not just move their mail addresses and directories, but they ought to be able to move the applications they use on an everyday basis. And it's those simple applications like room booking and expenses and simple CRM, those sort of things. So I thought if we could move those across into a cloud platform, then there would be less resistance to moving to it.
Right, and so these are the collaborative applications that people are typically using in work groups. They might be built on Lotus Notes or Microsoft Access, Novell Groupware or whatever, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, and particularly Notes and Groupware. I think, you know, if you think back to the early 90s when we were all talking about CSCW as computer-supported collaborative working, well, I think there's a new twist to that to become cloud-supportive collaborative working.
One of the things that was going through my mind is why don't businesses just carry on with what they've got? How important is it for them that these legacy applications don't have the cloud capabilities?
Well, it's an interesting question, but I think it comes down to cost and availability and being able to run these systems. Because up until now, well, let me just backtrack a little bit. I was talking to a large organization very recently, and the amount of money they spend on keeping these types of applications going, it was just remarkable. They were spending something like £9 million a year to keep an organization using very simple kind of end-user type applications, as I was mentioning before. And it seems to me if you can kind of get rid of the ownership of that and turn that money into being innovative and doing new things rather than trying to keep things going in the background. So it was very much a question of cost reduction, you know, both from a people and a hardware environment. But also I think it's much greener to do it this way rather than keeping all of these disks and machine rooms spinning away doing virtually nothing most of the time.
Well, yes.
Very much cost, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So is SimTrek a complete platform or do you work with other platforms when you migrate these applications into the cloud?
Well, what we do is we mine those applications and turn what we find into common format. So typically a user would mine the notes environment and it come back and tell you every single application you've got, how many forms you've got, how many views and all that kind of stuff. And then we convert that into an internal common format. And then you select where you want it to go. So, for instance, if you wanted to move it to a big workflow system like Pega or Lombardi or whatever, then you could do that. And then we would take the process across into that environment. If you were looking at very simple applications, then we would move that onto the SimTrek platform, which is a simple workflow tool. If you were migrating something like Notes Docs, you know, the doc libraries within Notes, then you might just move those collaborative documents straight through into, say, Google Docs. So it's very much a one-to-many, and it gives the users a choice as to where they want to put these applications so they can pick the most appropriate environment in which to run them.
Yes, and I think that's important, isn't it? People are scratching their heads thinking to themselves, well, how do I reduce the cost of keeping these old platforms running? How do I get away from spending all of my IT budget on just keeping the lights on?
Yep.
That's one part of the question. The other part of the question is, and how do I exploit these capabilities that I can see people getting in the cloud of being able to support remote working and dynamic teams, for example, much more easily, and mobile working as well? What sort of factors do you think people are mostly going to want to take advantage of? Are you talking to enterprises that really want to take advantage of the cloud environment more, not just to save costs, but also because of the new potential that's available there?
I think it's a combination of the two, and I'm hearing both parts of that equation, depending on who I talk to, actually, within an organisation. If I'm talking to some of the business users, the guys on the finance, they're very much interested in reducing costs and, you know, being able to deploy systems quicker and more easily than they could in the past. And if I talk to the guys in IT, then they're thinking, well, you know, we need to move into this new environment to take advantage of these new capabilities. But there are so many factors that people are looking at, which they just can't get to, in my opinion, until they move some of these apps into a more open and more expansive environment.
Yes, and of course, the integration to other platforms is also a consideration. That you may well have or want to have integration with other existing applications that perhaps can't move quite so easily to the cloud. That's a consideration that people are going to have in mind as well.
That's very true. And one of the things we say to people is, you know, this isn't always going to be 100% migration. We kind of give you an indication of how long it's going to take and whether it's going to be easy or hard. But at the end of the day, there's going to be those instances where we can't do all of the integration, or sometimes we can't do any of it. And then there is a requirement to bring in somebody to go the last mile, if you like, and finish off the migration. But also what we find is when people look at this, they think, actually, we can make our systems look much better very easily as well, you know, just by putting new skins on the forms or you know, HTML capabilities. So although they're familiar with them, the systems suddenly look, they get a refresh as well very cheaply and very easily.
Right, and that, of course, can be very helpful from a productivity point of view as well, I imagine.
Yes, and the key to all of this is this migration of so that the users are still familiar and still understand the applications they're using and the way they use them, because we try and mirror very closely what they're doing right now. And then, of course, the other key thing is when they're doing this, they don't have to actually buy any software. It's all subscription-based, so it's all operational expenses.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you. Well, I'm Phil Wainwright. I've been chatting with John Pike, founder and CEO of Symtrek. John, thank you very much for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.